Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, Fox News contributor, New York Times bestselling author, and Washington Times columnist. In today's Washington Times, her column is Confusing an Iranian Terrorist with a Diplomat. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is from Earthquake Central, Los Angeles. Here's Tammy Bruce. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, yeah, I think the earthquakes were just me reacting to the general politics of the day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. I've tried to apologize to everyone in Southern California, but I don't know if they heard me.
Man, I got to tell you, when I read this, you brought back the story to me. I remember talking about this initially when it came down, you know, at the beginning of last week, I guess it was, when we started to get rumblings of this. But, I mean, just when you think the gang that can't shoot straight couldn't do anything worse, surprise, let's give a guy who participated in the raid and hostage-taking at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979, give him a free pass?
Yeah, it's remarkable. And, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day for this Obama regime, for the Democrats to be this bad. They have to work at it. I mean, you have to really mean to want to do these things in order to really get nothing right. The one thing that they got right, of course, was the dispatch of Osama bin Laden, but that was in the works for a decade, and Obama kept putting it off. He did his best to try to stop that, and it didn't work. So, look, what's so shocking about this is that, you know, we've got a policy that allows us to keep, as you might imagine, terrorists out of this country. And they seem to be struggling with what to do about this particular situation. I mean, this is not just not letting them leave the country. This was 444 days of physical and mental torture. And this guy was a part of that. And Iran, in assigning him as the envoy to the U.N., It is a direct, deliberate slap in the face to this country, and it's shocking that the State Department really does not have an answer about what it's going to do about this.
That is truly amazing. So they're, for what I can see, it looks like they're going to give in and they're going to accept this guy.
Well, they may. I mean, there's precedent of refusing to allow certain terrorists into this country. For a period of time, like with Yasser Arafat, we did not let him in. And this is another statement. I didn't get this into the column, but it's worthy of but part of the discussion of the scourge that the UN has become. Look, I talked to John Bolton years ago and asked him, why didn't we just, at least get the UN off of our soil and put it in Brussels or something?
Yeah, really.
And he said, well, you know, it's a really good way to, you know, keep track of these people. Well, now that we know that the NSA is keeping track of everyone on Earth, regardless of where they are, that kind of blows that excuse right out of the water. I mean, come on.
Yeah. You know, what I'm wondering about is how many other countries right now that are not on our A-list are saying, wow, we should have done that. We should have taken someone that the U.S. really despises and put them in that position.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculous illustration of Obama's, the absurdity of his international point of view. I do note in the piece that Pakistan's got to be kicking itself because, gosh, they could have saved themselves a lot of trouble just by appointing Osama bin Laden as their UN ambassador. What would we have done? I mean, that would have been a way that Obama could have, saved his own regime a lot of trouble as well. I mean, there is, a terrorist is a terrorist. I don't care what your role is in the nature of a horrible event that lasted for over a year. And this is also sending a message that America, in a lot of ways, Andy, under Obama's presidency, doesn't even really exist.
Yeah.
Or is, in fact, disappearing. And I think that fortunately, a lot of senators have already responded to this and have written a letter to John Kerry, who, dare I say, is as bad or worse than Hillary Clinton, and to Obama saying, look, you can't do this. This has got to stop. Congress can also, I think, do a little bit more, and this is where the American people come in. They've got to chime in so that we do not give this guy a pass to live and work in the United States of America.
Yeah. I also saw a report that some hostages are speaking out against the move, and hopefully they can make their point to Congress and in turn to the president.
Yes, and they have. And look, if you can just imagine having gone through that, and some of the pictures, it's just if there's certain younger Americans who don't remember this, or it's not right there at the tip of their experience to look back and to see what this was, and it was really hellish. That the hostages are speaking up, and they've got a lawyer as well, and he has been very aggressive, noting that this is appalling, that it should not occur, that the hostages went through torture, and that this is not a reflection and can't continue as a reflection of a free society that values the quality of people's lives. And so I'm very thrilled that they've spoken up, but this is a warning for all of us that, gosh, this should be a no-brainer, but we've really moved into the twilight zone at this point.
Yeah, we have, because I remember thinking back on this back in 1979 and, I guess, a portion of 1980, I was spitting nails mad about this, and especially, you know, remember, that's how Nightline got started. It was an update on the hostage situation every
yes.
single night, and you saw this footage that you were talking about how these hostages were being treated, and it infuriated me. And now, here we are, what is it, 30-plus years later, and we're going to let a guy who played a pivotal role in this into our country with free rein? Are you kidding me?
With a post that eliminates, which gives him immunity.
Yes, of course.
For other crimes.
That's amazing.
So he would be able to, and on top of that, the hostage's lawyer is mentioning that they've wanted reparations. After that, they've received nothing. They have been waiting. They've been pushed away by both governments, ours and Iran, and it has been 37 years. And you're right. I mean, the Nightline origination was this event.
That's right.
And people are not realizing that this is almost like a victory mosque in a way. This
yeah.
is the epitome of having done this to the United States. And then if you just wait long enough, if you are able to get in, it is a statement that Iran and the Islamist terrorist framework will have won. Because whether it's building a victory mosque at Ground Zero or having a terrorist of Americans enter the United States with diplomatic immunity, as though you can become a diplomat, that is the ultimate victory mosque in a personal way for this country.
Yeah, I only have a few seconds left here, but I found it funny that you mentioned an English TV chef who admitted to using coke has been barred from entering the country, but a guy who helped take 52 Americans hostage and hold them for over a year gets in. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you worry. Nigella Lawson won't get anywhere near American soil. But if you hold Americans hostage, you can fly right on in.
Oh, it's amazing. All right. Well, listen, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. Confusing an Iranian Terrorist with a Diplomat. It's by Tammy Bruce. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Thanks, Tammy. Have a good week. We'll talk next
Thank
week.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
1229, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Coming up, the Golden Hammer Award of the Week. Don't go away.